All right, so we've explored Chardonnay with that bright acidity
Yeah.
and the crisp, kind of herbaceous notes of Sauvignon Blanc. Now it's time to switch it up and dive into the world of Syrah, a red wine with,
Yeah.
its own personality.
Yeah, that's right. We're moving away from the whites into the realm of reds. And Syrah is a major player.
For sure. So let's just jump right in. Where does this powerhouse grape truly thrive?
Well, Syrah is a bit of a globetrotter,
Right.
but certain regions,
Yeah.
really allow it to shine. One of the most iconic is the Rhone Valley in France,
Yeah.
specifically in the Northern Rhone, with these appellations like Hermitage and Côte Rôtie. These areas, they produce Syrahs that are known for their intense aromas, almost smoky, black fruit and spice.
The Rhone. Yeah, I've heard those wines can be quite powerful and age-worthy. Is that true of most Syrahs, or is that something specific to the Rhone?
That's a great question. Aging potential definitely varies, but Syrah in general is known for its structure. It has these firm tannins. They act like a backbone, allowing the wine to evolve gracefully over time. But the Rhone, with its unique terroir, it
Yeah.
really amplifies that aging potential.
Okay, so the Rhone is a star player, for sure. I'm guessing, though, Syrah isn't limited to just France. Where else does this grape kind of make a name for itself?
You're absolutely right. Syrah has found a welcoming home in warmer climates all around the world. Australia, for example,
Right.
has become a major producer of Syrah, or as they often call it, Shiraz. Regions like Barossa Valley and McLaren Vale are crafting wines that are known for being a bit more fruit forward, with a richness and opulence that really sets them apart.
So we've got the elegant, age-worthy Syrahs of the Rhone, and then the bolder, more fruit-driven expressions coming out of Australia. It sounds like Syrah can really show a lot of different sides, depending on where it's grown.
And so one of the things that makes it so fascinating, it's adaptable,
Yeah.
capable of reflecting the nuances of its environment,
Yeah.
yet it always retains a core of that distinctive Syrah character.
Okay, so speaking of the character, let's talk about those key producers who are shaping the world of Syrah. We've touched on the Rhone. But what are some of the names that wine enthusiasts should know?
In the Rhone, you've got legendary producers like Weygall and Chapoutier. These are names that have become synonymous with high-quality Syrah. Their wines are highly sought after, often with a price tag to match.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't quite ready to drop a fortune on a bottle, are there any more approachable producers or regions we should be looking at?
Absolutely. If you're looking for value-driven Syrah, you might want to explore regions like Languedoc-Roussillon in France, or even venture to South Africa. They offer fantastic quality without breaking the bank.
Now, we can't talk about Syrah without addressing the elephant in the room, Shiraz. Is it the same grape, or is there something more to that distinction?
You've hit on a point that often causes confusion. Syrah and Shiraz are, in fact, the same grape. It's just that over time, different regions have adopted different names and, more importantly, developed distinct styles.
Okay, so let's break that down for our listener. What distinguishes a Syrah from a Shiraz in terms of style?
Think of it this way: Old World versus New World. Syrah, the name typically used in France and other Old World wine regions, tends to be more savory and restrained, with those classic black pepper and earthy notes we talked about earlier.
All right, so that's our Old World Syrah. What about those New World Shirazes? What sets them apart?
New World Shirazes, particularly those from Australia, are often bolder and more fruit-forward. Think ripe berries, plums, sometimes even hints of chocolate and spice. They tend to have a fuller body and a smoother texture because the grapes get riper in those warmer climates.
So it's like two sides of the same coin, both expressing the essence of Syrah, but with different accents and personalities.
Exactly. And that's what makes exploring Syrah so rewarding. There's a style out there for everyone, from those who crave elegance and restraint to those who want a powerful fruit bomb. And remember, even within those broad categories of Old World and New World, there's so much variation. You'll find Syrahs from cooler climates within Australia that lean toward a more elegant style. And you might stumble upon a Rhone Syrah that's surprisingly fruit forward. It's all part of the adventure.
I love that. It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about going out there and experiencing the diversity of this grape. Now, we've talked about regions and producers, but for the listener who's ready to open a bottle, what can they actually expect from Syrah in the glass? What are those hallmark tastes and aromas that define it?
When you first pour a glass of Syrah, take a moment to really breathe in the aromas. You'll often find those dark fruits we've been discussing, blackberry, plum, maybe even a touch of blueberry. And then there's that signature Syrah spice.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about Syrah having a peppery note. Is that what you mean by spice?
Exactly. Black pepper is a hallmark of Syrah. It adds this intriguing layer of complexity that sets it apart from other red wines. And depending on the wine's age and origin, you might find other spices creeping in as well. Things like licorice clove, even a hint of smoked paprika.
Okay, so we've got dark fruit, we've got pepper. Are there any other unexpected flavors that might pop up in a Syrah?
Well, Syrah is known for its savory side too. As it ages, it can develop these really interesting notes of leather tobacco, maybe even a hint of cured meat. It's almost like the wine is telling a story, evolving over time.
Wow, that's fascinating. It makes me think of those old dusty libraries with leather-bound books. It sounds like aging a Syrah could be like uncovering hidden chapters in a novel.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of aging, it's worth noting that not all Syrahs are created equal in that department. Some are meant to be enjoyed young, while others have the potential to evolve beautifully for decades.
I was just going to ask about that. So how can our listener tell if a Syrah is going to be a good candidate for aging? Is there anything they should be looking for?
Well, a few things come into play. The wine's structure, which comes from tannins and acidity, is key. A Syrah with good structure will have the backbone to age gracefully. The vintage, or the year the grapes were harvested, can also provide clues.
Yeah, I know vintages can vary quite a bit from year to year. Is there a general rule of thumb when it comes to Syrah and vintage?
Generally, Syrahs from warmer climates and riper vintages tend to be more approachable in their youth, while those from cooler climates or less ripe years often
Yeah.
benefit from some time in the cellar.
So if you're planning on cracking open that bottle soon, a warmer climate or riper vintage might be the way to go. But if you're a patient soul who enjoys watching a wine evolve over time, a cooler climate or less ripe year be a good bet for aging.
Exactly. Now let's move beyond the bottle and talk about serving Syrah. Are there any specific considerations to keep in mind when it comes to temperature or glassware?
Yeah, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? Actually getting that wine into the glass and ready to enjoy. So temperature-wise, what's the sweet spot for serving Syrah?
Syrah is best served slightly cooler than room temperature, around 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. This allows the aromas and flavors to really shine without being muted by excessive warmth.
Okay, good to know. Now, I've heard that decanting can be beneficial for certain wines. Does Syrah fall into that category?
Decanting can be especially helpful for younger Syrahs as it helps soften those tannins and release the wine's aromas.
So essentially, decanting allows the wine to breathe, open up a bit before you dive in.
Precisely. And if you're opening an older Syrah,
Yeah.
decanting can also be helpful in separating out any sediment that may have formed over time.
Good tip. Now let's talk glassware. Does the shape of the glass actually make a difference when it comes to experiencing Syrah?
Absolutely. A large bowled glass with a slightly tapered rim is ideal. The larger bowl gives the wine space to breathe and release those complex aromas, while the tapered rim helps to concentrate those aromas towards your nose, intensifying the sensory experience.
That makes perfect sense. So the glass is designed to guide those aromas right to your senses. Okay, so I've covered a lot of ground here, from regions and producers to taste profiles, aging, and even serving tips. But what I'm really curious about is, what has stood out to you, the listener, as the most interesting or surprising aspect of Syrah? Have any of your preconceived notions about this grape been challenged, or maybe something sparked a new curiosity about Syrah?
Maybe you're intrigued by the sheer range of styles Syrah can produce, from the elegant and restrained to the bold and fruit-forward. Or maybe you're fascinated by the way this grape seems to capture the essence of its terroir, translating those unique characteristics of its environment into the glass.
It really is remarkable how Syrah can showcase those regional differences while still retaining its core identity. I'm also thinking about that signature peppery spice. It's something that really sets Syrah apart.
Absolutely. That peppery note, along with those alluring aromas of dark fruit and smoky complexity, are what keep many Syrah enthusiasts coming back for more.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, we can't forget about food pairings. We've touched on Syrah's affinity for grilled meats and hearty stews, but I'm wondering if there are any regional pairings that really elevate the experience.
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to food and wine pairing, regional synergy can create something truly special. For example, if you're enjoying a classic French Syrah from the Rhone Valley, consider pairing it with traditional dishes from the same region.
Like what? Give us some specifics.
Think of a hearty beef daub, slow cooked with Provençal herbs, or a roasted leg of lamb with rosemary and garlic. The wine's savory notes and peppery spice will complement those dishes perfectly.
I can almost taste it now.
Yeah.
So essentially, you're creating a mini culinary vacation right at your dinner table. What about those Australian Shirazes? Are there any regional pairings that come to mind?
Absolutely. If you're venturing into the world of Aussie Shiraz, why not fire up the grill and try it alongside some grilled kangaroo or a lamb burger with beetroot and grilled pineapple? Those bold fruit flavors and spice in the wine will really sing with those classic Aussie barbecue staples.
Okay, those are some seriously delicious combinations.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry just thinking about it. But seriously, this whole conversation has really opened my eyes to the versatility and complexity of Sierra.
That's what we were hoping for. We wanted to give you the knowledge and confidence to explore the world of Sierra with a curious palate and a sense of adventure.
So to our listener, remember, wine is a journey. And Sierra is a particularly rewarding path to explore. Don't be afraid to venture beyond the familiar
Yeah.
and try Syrahs from different regions, producers, and vintages.
You never know what hidden gems you might uncover. And as you sip those delicious Syrahs, take a moment to ponder what it is about this grape, this wine, that resonates with you. Does it evoke a sense of place, cherished memory, or perhaps a newfound appreciation for the art of winemaking?
Cheers to that. Happy exploring, and may your glass always be filled with intriguing and delicious discoveries.